Good evening, folks. You're listening to the sounds of KPAF AM 890 broadcasting from the top of Scorpion Hill, serving Springwell, Nevada, and the men and women of Filer Air Force Base. This is Nick Charles with your late night news and event updates. If you're listening to the show tonight, you might have solar panels or a battery-operated radio, as the power outage that started on the east side of Main Street spread to the majority of the town today. Springwell Electric states that 95% of customers are without power tonight, but essential emergency and support services are still functioning. The utility company blames the outage on last night's electrical storm. Utility workers are working around the clock and anticipate a full return of services by 9 a.m. tomorrow. Also, in response to an overwhelming number of calls following the return of their pets, the Springwell Veterinarian's Office is recommending pet owners to come in to pick up a mild animal sedative to help their pets recover from an anxiety brought on by the past 2 days' events. And any residents whose returned pets are acting strangely should stop by the office from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow to pick up the medication. The Springwell Sheriff Department is asking for any information regarding an unidentified man seen leaving Oasis Trailer Park 2 nights ago on a black motorcycle. The man is described as 6'3" tall with a short black military-style crew cut and a muscular build. The man is not believed to be a resident of Springwell and is wanted in connection to the injuries suffered by Luke McKnight. Sheriff Wilcox encourages anyone that has seen the stranger to keep their distance and contact the sheriff's office immediately. So let's keep our eyes and ears out, folks. We got to do this for Luke. Also, the Air Force Public Relations Department released a response regarding scattered reports of strange lights above Dry Creek last night. The Air Force reports the lights belong to a high-altitude weather balloon that was being retrieved by Air Force weather researchers. Two Bell UH-1N helicopters were used to retrieve the scientific craft in midair and tow it back to the base. The update states that reports by onlookers of high-velocity maneuvers have no merit whatsoever. The operation was uneventful and, quote, banal. See, folks, everything is just fine. God, it's just been a weird week, right? I mean, just a few spring storms, but I think everything is going back to normal in the next couple of days. So let's listen to some music and maybe we'll talk about summer plans. So if anyone's listening out there, we'll take some calls after this song by Gloom.
Down after a while.
So, what's your plan for the summer? Springwell has a whole slew of great activities planned for June through August. All right, here we go with the callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Nick, it's Layla.
Hey, Layla, what's going on? You don't sound, what are you up to?
I'm really freaked out right now, Nick. It's about Luke. I've been hearing strange things from the hospital.
What do you mean? Is he awake now?
No, and they still won't let us see him. But, like, I heard from a friend that he woke up last night when those lights were outside of town. And he was freaking out the nurses, Nick. He just kept repeating, you need to see what they've done. And then he passed out again about the same time that those lights flew back to the base.
Well, that is strange, Layla, but maybe we should talk to the doctor about it.
The doctor won't even talk to me, Nick. There's something going on. My Forbidden Mysteries Reddit group is convinced that the government is covering something up. That wasn't a weather balloon last night. Weather balloons don't move like missiles. Is the Air Force doing something they're not telling us? I mean, like, they're the ones doing stuff out by the dam. Did they do this to Luke? We need to know what's going on.
Listen, Layla, we all know Luke isn't a stranger to trouble when he's out drinking and playing cards. Besides, the sheriff's department is looking for somebody right now that they think is responsible for his condition. I know you're worried, but let's not get too worked up. Why don't you just sleep on it, and I'll give you a call in the morning.
No, I'm not buying it, Nick. Something is not right. I'm getting some answers.
Layla, I know you're still listening. Don't go do anything rash until we talk tomorrow. Unless, of course, you're going to get one of those pet sedatives for yourself. Man. It looks like we've got another lightning storm brewing out near Bedrock Dam. I guess we're going to have another light show tonight. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello? Yeah. I did a Conne Asada of burrito, two regular quesadillas, and a bottle of Fanta delivered to the Oasis Trailer Park. Unit 8.
Hey, I think you accidentally called the radio station.
What? Who is this? Am I calling Lupita?
No, ma'am. This is KPAF on Scorpion Hill. Is this Addie Mae?
Why, yes it is. Is this so, Nicky? Good Lord, I guess I hit the wrong button. I called you the other night on account of those wild animals running through my yard.
Hey, Hattie. To everyone listening, on the line is Hattie Mae Ferguson, Springwell's favorite school bus driver for almost 25 years.
Oh, Nicky, you know I done retired. I'm just trying to get some grub for Leroy. You know how he gets after 10:30. I swear, fast food's gonna be the death of him. If he was an inch taller, he'd be round.
Hattie, I don't think Lupita's gonna be open with the power out everywhere. Of course. That figures. Well, Miss May, the power is out almost everywhere until tomorrow, and the sheriff is looking for a guy on a motorcycle that was in your park the other night.
Well, how about that? Leroy is just going to have to eat some home cooking for a change. I hope that blockhead sheriff don't find that nice man, though. He don't seem like the type to cause any problems.
Wait a minute. Did you talk to the guy on the bike?
The sheriff and his boys in black left them animals in the van. He was curious about that sheriff, but aren't we all? Like I tell my girl at bingo, you can't sleep with the dogs and not get pleased.
Wait, I don't understand, Miss May. Do you know anything about that guy? Did he say anything to you directly?
No, honey, he's a new face. I would remember that man. There ain't enough like him in Springwell, let me tell you. Nicky. Leroy needs some food on account of his diabetes. Oh, it's good. Nowadays, I really don't know which I'm feeding. Bless the man that God gave me. Nice talking to you, Nicky.
Thanks, Hattie. Well, that's weird. I guess the sheriff's suspect is making friends. Hi, you're on the air.
You invite some friends to the station tonight, Nick? What do you mean?
Your friends in the parking lot.
Yeah, those vans. I don't know. They were here last night, too.
They're looking for me. They're looking because I know what they're up to. You're seeing it, too. You would just open your eyes.
Listen, if you know the guys in those vans, you need to tell them that this is private property. They can't just camp in our parking lot.
Do you honestly think that two matching windowless vans that look exactly like the ones that rounded up the runaway pets 2 nights ago are campers? No, Nick. They're tracking my calls because I know what they're up to. They've lost control, and many more people are going to get hurt if this isn't contained.
And calling a radio station in the middle of the night is your only plan to deal with this? What exactly do you hope your conspiracy story will accomplish?
Oh, I'm doing a bit more than just calling you, Nick. You have another loyal listener. Someone out there who doesn't call in, but has trouble sleeping, trying to live with all the things she's seen. She's been listening to this show, and she's listening now. She has the power to shut this all down, and she should.
Wait, you keep saying she. Who's she?
In the meantime, I'll do what I can. So please excuse me. I need to go before my signal is triangulated.
Hello? Hello?
Okay. I'll have some of whatever he's smoking. Hey, caller. You're on the air.
Nick, it's Ted. You're not going to believe this. When the storm started up, Rocky sprung back to life. He's trying to push down the door.
I think I can help, Ted. I have a 24-hour number for the vet. Stay on the line.
Well, folks, that's all the time we have. APAF is the division of McGuire Broadcasting, providing music and news to the men and women of the armed forces. The views and opinions expressed during this local news and event updates are not necessarily shared by the McGuire Broadcasting and its subsidiaries.